Now, on the show, and I've missed this show. God, I've missed you guys so much. And I love that when we come to work and we get to laugh and have fun. And then there's sometimes things happen in the world that just give you a moment to pause and reflect and feel the shock of what happened. And I think everybody's talking about what happened in Bondi Junction in Sydney over the weekend, because you can't fathom it. And when I heard it, because I flew back from Fiji on Saturday night, and the first thing Mum said to me, how about Sydney? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I got across the story. And I know Bondi Junction so well because I lived there. So when I was doing radio in Sydney, our radio station was in that building. So that was my local. And, you know, I think a lot of people are feeling today, and as a mum, I'm always at the shopping centre. Mm. I'm always at Doncaster, at Chatty. You're just there all the time. And to think you can just be there, and I couldn't help but put myself in the minds of these people. It's a Saturday afternoon, taking the kids to the shop, and the terror that they must have felt seeing a man walking around with a knife. And it's very difficult to put yourself there. And I think for the six people who lost their lives, the heartbreak, and obviously we all feel and want to send condolences to all the families and people affected. Ashley Good, though, that story, it gets me, because that's a 38-year-old mum, and to hear that she wanted that baby so badly, her little baby, 7 years they tried to conceive that baby, every photo of that mum just glowing, and I see myself in that. Mm. You know, when I had my first baby, and you that is a woman in her love bubble with her baby, and for a man to lean into that pram and do what he did, and then to hear that she's already been stabbed fatally. Mm-hmm. She obviously passed. She's picked up her baby and run into a shop and given it to two men she doesn't know. Please help my baby, because she knew probably she was not in a good way. Those moments, and I think a lot of people are going through all of this. You just feel it. You go through it yourself, you try to imagine the unimaginable, and that's what these people have lived through over the weekend, the unimaginable. I don't know, I think we've got some audio of a woman who was just there in the shop. To be in a shopping centre and have that kind of terror, I mean, you can hear it in this woman's voice.
Hiding in the back room, and I was just hearing gunshots. It's just like the worst thing ever. Like, who does that to people?
So you saw a guy with a machine?
Yes.
The security guard, Faraz Tahir, he's only been in the country. You know, he's fled Pakistan. He's been his first week on the job. First day shift. You think the day shift is the shift where you're probably the safest?
Yeah.
You just
don't expect that when you go to a shopping centre. Maybe in America you might expect something to happen like this, because we see it on the TV probably once, twice a week. But to be in Australia and something to happen like that, but the people that gathered around and helped other people, like, you know, you see this one dude that goes through and absolutely causes mayhem, it's ruined so many people's lives, one idiot, one moron, and obviously the police officer, the female police officer, shot him dead straight away. But everyone comes around and helps, and people were, I heard on the project yesterday that a shop front guy shut the door, locked the door. And she goes, she could see that the guard had been stabbed, and she's like, I'm a nurse, let me out, I need to help. And he's like, no, if I let you out, I'm not opening that door back up for you. Cause he's like, I don't know what's going to happen. And she goes, I don't care, let me out. So he let her out, and she went to try help this guy. Like, people, just the way they can help people. Like, in that point of, I don't know what I'd do, I'd be petrified.
Mm. Well, but they even people the police are going to help. Officer, what an incredible woman she is, an incredible police officer. That what she had to take him down because he lunged, but then immediately giving him
CPR,
like trying to save him. I mean, look, this is obviously a one-off. This, we've all just got to feel the grief and the pain and what people are going through. And I think I've heard in your family are in Sydney, Josiah, and they've just said everyone's like walking
around.
It's
like a dark cloud, not much emotion.
Well, I heard a lady yesterday say that she was at the shops with her three kids 5 minutes before it happened. And she was like, she literally wrote on, I think it was one of the pages, I was reading some of the comments, and she said, hold your kids a little bit tighter tonight. I was there, and there's nothing more precious than your babies.
No, no. And I think it's the fact that it was doing, it's a shopping centre.
Yeah.
I think it's, we'll start this happens holidays, in situations that are overseas or, you know, yeah, don't go into that area. Mm. It's dangerous. You don't expect the local shopping centre on a Saturday afternoon to be dangerous. So we know everybody's thinking about this, and obviously our hearts and our thoughts are with everybody and all the families who are affected by this.
It's Fifi Fever, Nick.